It was 1947, 2 years after the guns fell silent. Europe's great cities were in ruins. There was hunger. The worst winter in memory brought the worst harvest of the century. Liberated from the Nazis, Western Europe was in danger of sliding into chaos. Dr. Larry Bland is a historian at the George C. Marshall Foundation.
The prime motivation for launching the Marshall Plan was fear of chaos in Western Europe. You could see this if you went to the movies every weekend on the beginning of the feature where they'd show problems in Europe on the newsreels. Starving women and children affect Americans' hearts. So that there's that aspect, women and children in Germany and West Europe, but also the strength of the Communist Party in countries like France and Italy was very worrisome.
Eastern Europe was occupied by the Soviet Army. There was massive unemployment. Europe's industry was at a standstill. Immediately after providing emergency supplies of food and clothing, the U.S. Marshall Plan focused on economic choke points. Without coal to fuel factories and mills, Europe's economy would never recover.
The problem is that much of the coal in Europe comes from German mines, which are flooded and the surface effectively bombed. The Germans have no means of opening these mines, and the United States is going to provide certain key equipment. Now, the Germans are going to mine all the coal, but we're going to pump out the mines and rebuild workers' housing and vaccinate them against tuberculosis and other things that will allow them to work very hard.
And the U.S. insisted the Europeans cooperate to move that German coal to other nations on the continent to heat homes and get factories moving again. The United States authorized $13 billion over 4 years, the equivalent of $100 billion today, spread over 16 countries. But perhaps the most important part of the Marshall Plan was its effect on the morale of Western Europeans. Even former enemies, Italians and Germans, were included. German diplomat Carsten Vogt was a boy during the late 1940s. He says the American generosity provided a huge psychological boost.
Together with the Berlin airlift, it was a changing attitude. Quite of a sudden, the Americans, who were anyhow perceived in a better way than the Russians from the very outset, even during the end of the war, now were seen no longer as primarily as occupiers, but as friends.
Winston Churchill called the Marshall Plan the most unsordid act in history. The recovery from the most destructive war in history was dramatic. Western Europe's gross national product went up 32% in the 4 years of the Marshall Plan's existence. It sparked a generation-long economic boom. It provided the framework for what eventually became the European Union. In Washington for VOA News, I'm George Lewinsky.